With the news that makes you think, I'm Calvin McCullough. Under fire for a privacy scandal that has rocked his company, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg repeatedly apologized for his company's failures in protecting users' data in 5 hours of questioning before the Senate on Tuesday. Zuckerberg testified before a joint hearing of the Senate Judiciary and Commerce Committees amid an ongoing controversy over the gathering of user data by Cambridge Analytica, a firm affiliated with the 2016 presidential campaign of Donald Trump. The Facebook co-founder also told lawmakers he was not specifically aware of any instance where the social network had removed content posted by liberal groups. President Trump was so furious about the FBI's raid on the office and home of his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, that he reportedly has considered firing Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Sources told the Associated Press that the raid left Trump more angry than advisors had seen him in weeks. Trump believes Russia Special Counsel Robert Mueller went too far with the raid on Cohen, and Monday's action was designed only to bring down his presidency and ruin his attorney's life, sources said. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said during the daily press briefing with reporters that President Trump believes he has the power to fire Mueller. However, she said he is not acting to do so. The Justice Department raid on the office and hotel room of top Trump lawyer on Monday is, one expert says, likely a telltale sign that Special Counsel Robert Mueller may have found significant evidence regarding a payment Cohen made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. It's an extremely important development, said Ken White, a former federal prosecutor, to Fox News. The Trump administration consulted with global allies on Tuesday on possible joint military response to Syria's gassing.
The news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide. No arms for terrorists and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700.
And more news at TheBingeThinker.com.